Welcome to Stephen Minister Training. It's Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, and the class is being conducted at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in the Christian Life Room. I'm going to be doing an overview of the lecture for this class. It's the first module in Stephen Minister Training, and I'll do my best to give you an understanding of the material and the content of the training program itself. I want to start with talking a little bit about Stephen Ministry. As I said, welcome. Very happy to have you with us. Pastor and I are very dedicated to this ministry and to doing everything we can to make this a wonderful learning experience, and for those of you that continue into ministry, a very rewarding ministry that you will take on as a Stephen minister at some point in time when the program is completed, the training is completed, and you're commissioned. I heard a pastor say recently, if you want to be happy for a week, take a vacation. If you want to be happy for a season, get a puppy. If you want joy for a lifetime, help someone. There's a lot to be said for that bit of philosophy, I think. For those of you that maybe don't know a great deal about Stephen Ministry, and don't feel bad about 15, 16 years ago when I first became a Stephen minister. Well, before the training, I didn't know a whole lot about it either. I've come to learn a lot about it since, however. Back in 1975, the Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hauck was out in St. Louis. He had just come out of seminary, completing his studies, and was called to his first congregation. What he found was there were many, many needs in this congregation, and he was only one person, the only pastor, and he needed help. He also found there were people in the congregation that really wanted to be of help, but they didn't know how. So he took some of his background in addition to his pastoral learning. He is a clinical psychologist, so that truly helped him. He combined those talents and abilities, and he came up with a program which since has been called Stephen Ministry. Why Stephen Ministry? Well, let's talk about that in a second, but I want to complete a thought before we move on. He never intended this program to help teach people how to help people would ever get beyond his own congregation, but that was okay. That was his purpose. But it got beyond his own congregation. It was so helpful and so successful in teaching people how to help other people in need and who were hurting for many different reasons, many different very serious problems they were dealing with in life, that other congregations started to pay attention. And to just fast forward a little bit, I can give you some statistics that are kind of telling. Stephen Minister is now in more than 13,000 congregations, more than 190 Christian denominations, in all 50 states in the U.S., 10 Canadian provinces, and 30 other countries. More than 75,000 pastors, church staff, and lay people have trained as Stephen leaders. That's Stephen leaders. More than 600,000 people have trained as Stephen ministers. But the big news, really big news, is that more than 1.5 million people have received care from a Stephen minister in a formal, Christ-centered, confidential, Christian caring relationship as a Stephen minister. So why, I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago, why Stephen? Why did he name it after Stephen? Well, if we go to the book of Acts, and I'm going to do that just for a second here, chapter 6, Stephen was chosen to provide caring ministry to people in need. If I read right a short excerpt from this chapter, it says, In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we will give our attention to prayer and ministry of the Word." And so one of the 7 was Stephen. They prayed, they presented these people to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. And so the Word of God spread. So Stephen ministry is a very apt title for that ministry. It's been ever since a caring ministry, providing care for people who are in need for many different reasons. It's been referred to as, Stephen ministries have been referred to as the after people. After the phone call you'd hoped you'd never get. After the funeral, when everyone has left and the emotions you held at bay come crushing in on you. After the doctor says, "I'm sorry, but there's nothing more we can do." After the nursing home director shakes your hand and says, "Welcome to your new home." After the gavel goes down, the handcuffs go on, and your loved one is led away. After you find a pink slip with your final paycheck, after your family and friends have heard your story one time too many, but you still need to talk it out. I'd like to kind of end this introduction with some excerpts from a letter that the Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hauck wrote in the first series, I should say, of Stephen Ministry Training. This series was updated just a couple years ago. But in the first series, in one of the workbooks in the beginning, he wrote a very good letter. And they really haven't reproduced it in any similar way in the new rendition. So I'd like to just take a couple minutes and read a few lines from his letter. "Dear Stephen Minister-to-be, you stand at the beginning of a life-changing journey. I have a few thoughts to share with you at this significant moment in your life and ministry. Jesus has called you to this ministry just as surely as if you were standing by the shores of the Sea of Galilee and hearing him say, 'Follow me.' The Lord has opened your heart to the needs of suffering people. The Holy Spirit has uniquely gifted you to serve God and those you reach out to in this ministry of compassion. Jesus will be with you as you take each step in this journey. In fact, Jesus will go ahead of you to prepare the way for your ministry. You will never make a caring visit, listen to a person's story, or say a prayer without Jesus. He will be your companion, your guide, your strength, your inspiration. Jesus will surround you with a loving community of Stephen ministers who will shoulder your burdens and share your joys. Hundreds of thousands of Stephen ministers have been trained so far, and tens of thousands are being added every year. Each Stephen minister brings to this ministry a unique combination of gifts, personality, and character. You will be joining a grand and committed company of caring servants. I wish you well. Better than that, I claim for you God's blessing on your learning and your serving as a dedicated and consecrated caregiver. I also claim for you the blessing that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. May the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." I think that's a really good way to begin. So, in front of you, or you have at this time in your possession, a set of books, 2 Stephen Minister training manuals, the larger books, and then 3 smaller books, Speaking Truth in Love, Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, When and How to Use Mental Health Resources. We will be reading all of these books, not the entire Stephen Minister training manuals, but we'll be covering all the modules that are in those manuals for the training portion of Stephen Ministry education. So let's begin. Again, welcome. I can honestly tell you that the training that you're going to receive is very special and in many ways will change your life. We have some goals in today's session, being the first session especially, that the trainees here will commit themselves to the process of growth as caregivers. They'll receive a better understanding of the nature of Stephen ministry and caring relationships. They'll become familiar with five foundational characteristics of an effective caregiver. Also, evaluate your own potential as a Stephen minister for growth in those five characteristics. Trainees commit themselves to the process. It is a process. Trainees will begin building a relationship with one another as Stephen Minister trainees. And we're going to talk about that you identify someone in this group as your prayer partner, and that you, for the duration of the training, that you pray for them and with them and support and encourage them. So please open your books now to page 1 in your Stephen Minister training manual. It's a blue book, covers modules 1 through 14. But page 1 is the beginning of our outline, the presentation outline, which is at the beginning of every module. The person of the caregiver is the title of this first module. We're going to talk about, as part of the devotion, partnership in the gospel. You are about to embark on a transforming journey. You will grow as individuals, not only in caregiving, but with your own family, friends, coworkers, and other people. It's more than just personal growth, however. You will receive training on how to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ through your caring relationships with hurting people. And remember, and you'll hear this again and again in the training, you're not ever going to be doing this alone. Refer to what Paul wrote at the top of the trainee's lesson plan. That is, page 1, Person of the Caregiver. There is an excerpt from Paul, from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership of the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. Now, partnership, the concept of partnership, is translated from the Greek as koinonia. It describes the community of believers growing together in faith and working closely together in ministry. This happens only through Jesus Christ. And we trust him that he will continue his good work to completion. So, once again, welcome. On behalf of myself and Pastor Green, we hope you're looking forward to how God will transform you, equip you, and send you into this ministry. Let's pray. Lord, you never leave us or forsake us. You've been a good work in each of us and will continue to work in, among, and through us. As we gather here to train as Stephen ministers, we want to learn to love as you love. Empower us to love, serve, and rely on you as a community partnering together for caring ministry. We trust that we begin this journey with your blessing, Jesus' example, and the Holy Spirit's direction and strength. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say again, because it serves repeating, that Pastor Green and I and Bethlehem, the congregation, are committed to your ministry as Stephen ministers, and we will do everything we can to equip you for this ministry. You will receive all the guidance, support, and encouragement that you need to provide the best possible care for your care receivers. And I just want to pause for a second here for our remote student. There are slides, PowerPoint, that go along with this lecture, so I'll be kind of walking you through what they say. So, first steps. Remember, Stephen Ministry is a distinctively Christian ministry. We will pray and focus on being Christ-centered caregivers, and we'll learn how to share Christ's love and presence in ways that bring hope and healing to our care receivers. To be effective in Stephen Ministry, we need to draw closer to Christ in our own lives. So, who are you? we're new to each other. I mean, some of you know each other a little bit, some more than that, and some don't have the pleasure of knowing everyone here. So, I'd like to take a few minutes and just ask you to select from the choices on the slide, and what the choices are, I'll read, and just introduce yourself by going around the room and everyone having the chance to do this, but briefly share your name and either one reason you want to become a Stephen minister, one benefit you hope to receive from this training, or one aspect of serving as a Stephen minister that you're looking forward to. Okay, this exercise takes about 12 minutes with an average size group. One thing I want to mention, and it's very important for the group, that you will hear in Stephen Ministry the concept of a safe place. It's important in the relationship between the caregiver and the care receiver, as it is important in supervision. We'll talk about what that's about later. As it is right now when we're going through Stephen Ministry training. We're going to be sharing a lot of personal feelings with each other, a lot of thoughts and opinions on things. And some of the things that come up, obviously, are personal in the sense that they're not going to be repeated outside this room. So you can be confident that what you share here will stay here. That's a safe place. Okay, let's move on. Who will you become as a Stephen minister? Both you and your care receivers bring your own unique personality, background, and experiences to the relationship. You're going to be assigned to people who are going through a crisis. Typically, that's what we do. We identify people in crisis. Or some other difficult life transition. It could be illness. It could be grief. It could be dying. There are many, many, many different possibilities. In fact, I just didn't mention it, but there is one of many brochures sitting in front of you, and it kind of lists a little bit about what some of these different areas might entail or might encompass. But think about any major change or loss in a person's life, and those could be areas that a Stephen minister might address. One thing I want to mention, Appendix A on page 7, begins on page 7 in your workbook. Please be sure to read it. Read it on your own time, please, after the class. It's a really good example of a caring relationship. It's an actual caring relationship that is described here. But you'll really see what it's like to be a Stephen minister. It's a really good snapshot, and I urge you to read it carefully. It also gives a glimpse of some things that are often elements in Stephen minister relationships and most likely will be part of the relationship that you may have or relationships that you may have. First of all, the care receiver is typically overwhelmed by a crisis. Now, you're going to find yourself empathizing with your care receiver. You'll find yourself counting on God's presence and His help, along with your supervision group support to continue effective caring. And again, we'll talk about what the supervision group is all about. That's extremely important for you, but it goes back to reinforcing that you never do this kind of work alone. Now, God has been preparing you for this ministry throughout your life. And this training is the next step in God's work of equipping you to be a Stephen minister. So the purpose of the training is to give you a number of things: knowledge, skills, and confidence necessary to bring Christ's healing care to caregiving situations. I want to say, you know, could Christ heal without Stephen ministry? Of course. But he does use us, and he does work through us, because we're to love one another and bear one another's burdens. So you can be sure that he will work through us in our caregiving relationships to heal. Now, this first module, once again, is called The Person of the Caregiver. It focuses on you, the person you are and the person you'll become as God equips you to serve as a Stephen minister. You are the most important element you bring to the caring relationship. Who you are, how you relate to other people, how you care for and accept your care receiver, and your trust in God. God will use you to bring Christ's healing to your care receiver. Well, now let's look at one symbol, one of many, in Stephen ministry, the caregiver's compass. It's on page 6 in your workbook. And if you want to take notes, that's great. That would be good. You'll see this compass more than once through the training. But it's used as a tool to guide your growth as a caregiver. And it will help you in your caring relationships. So I've got a slide up that shows the compass. It is in your book. And again, welcome you to take some notes. We're going to look at the characteristics of an effective caregiver. As you look at the compass, you'll see 4 very important ones: compassion, faith, skills, and trust or trustworthiness. Now, to explain the center symbol before you think you know what it is, and maybe many of you do, it's the Cairo. Cairo is an ancient symbol representing Jesus Christ. If you look at that symbol, it shows the first 2 letters of the Greek word for Christos, or Christ. And they look like an X and a P. And ever since the early days, people have used these 2 letters to symbolize Christ. So the Cairo symbol is at the center of the caregiver's compass, because Jesus is at the center of Stephen ministry. He's our focal point. We do nothing without him, and everything we do is in his name and to his glory. As a Stephen minister, we look at the caregiver's compass to remind us to be compassionate, full of faith, skilled, and trustworthy in everything we do. Well, so how do these characteristics apply to Stephen ministry? Let's advance to slide 8, characteristics of a caregiver. Okay, it's an exercise. This is an exercise. I'll just kind of describe what it is. Obviously, for a remote participant, we won't be doing this. But in the class, we're going to be getting as many ideas down as we can about how, I'm just going to flip this over while I'm talking, about the characteristics of a caregiver. Now, you can look also, in your reading, but let me just pause for a second here, because focus note 2 is helpful to you in this exercise. It's on pages 2 and 3 in your workbook. You'll see instructions for the characteristics of a caregiver activity, and then you'll see on page 3 where you can take notes. I would suggest everyone do that, whether you're here in the class or whether you're remote, and just kind of get some ideas down on what it means to be compassionate, full of faith, skilled, trustworthy, and having and keeping Jesus as the center of the relationship. As a class, we're going to jot down all those ideas that we come up with in the group and just kind of discuss them. I can shed some ideas in each area. You know, compassionate, well, that word means to suffer along with another person. So Stephen ministers, of course, are compassionate. They're willing and able to share their care receivers' feelings and journey with them through their crisis. So compassionate caregivers have also been referred to as wounded healers. And I want to mention this and read just a brief excerpt from Henri Nouwen, or Nouwen, is an author in Christian books, and he wrote a book called The Wounded Healer. It's a really good book, pretty deep, but it's worth a read. And he says in his opening chapter, he has a paragraph here that I thought would be worth reading right now in our first module. For all ministers are called to recognize the sufferings of their time in their own hearts and make to that recognition the starting point of their service. Whether we try to enter into a dislocated world, relate to a convulsive generation, or speak to a dying person, our service will not be perceived as authentic unless it comes from a heart wounded by the suffering about which we speak. Thus, nothing can be written about ministry without a deeper understanding of the ways in which ministers can make their own wounds available as a source of healing. And that's why he named the book The Wounded Healer. Good point. Now, what does it mean for Stephen Minister to be skilled? Well, we're talking a lot about the skills that Stephen ministers will learn. We'll learn to understand listening skills, or to hone the skills we have. Understand dealing with feelings. How to begin and end caring relationships and maintaining boundaries and helping their care receivers find more appropriate care when necessary. Because the goal of Stephen Ministry is to provide the best possible care. That may be the care of a Stephen Minister, or it may be the care of a Stephen Minister along with a professional caregiver, or it may be a professional caregiver alone, depending on the situation. What does it mean for a Stephen minister to be full of faith? I didn't take these in the order, but I'm going to cover all of them. So full of faith. Well, Stephen ministers believe in Jesus Christ and minister in his name and to his glory. We also provide, or we also trust, I should say, God to provide courage and love to our care receivers. Stephen ministers pray for their care receivers, and they believe that God can and will bring healing and wholeness to these people, hurting people. So, those are some ideas for what it means to be full of faith. Let's move along to the fourth characteristic. What does it mean for a Stephen minister to be trustworthy? A couple of things. Stephen ministers are reliable. They keep their promises to their care receivers. They stay with their care receivers as long as they are needed. And they're dedicated to confidentiality. So they're trustworthy in that they're not going to breach the confidence of their care receivers. There are a couple of exceptions. You're going to hear what those are, but for the most part, And if those situations occur, by the way, the care receiver will be advised that that's the situation that they're in, and it's necessary to have a referral made to give them the best care. But they're trustworthy to keep much of what is discussed, if not everything. I should say everything, unless we have extenuating circumstances where the care receiver may be a harm, or maybe there may be a possibility they would harm themselves or others, or perhaps there's abuse involved in the situation. Some things that are pretty significant, pretty serious, where we might have to breach it. But for the most part, it's confidentiality. It is the bedrock of Stephen ministry. So we talked about compassion, full of faith, skilled, of course, the skills that we're talking about here, and trustworthiness. Last but not least, everything is focused on Jesus Christ. Keeping Jesus at the center of the caring ministry is crucial. Stephen ministers once again. They pray for their care receivers. They trust in Jesus to bring healing and wholeness to their care receivers. They don't believe they have to cure or change their care receivers. Remember that. You're going to hear this again and again. We care. God cures. We don't cure, and it's a good thing we don't, because we can't. Stephen ministers use distinctively Christian tools also. The three we talk about a lot are prayer, forgiveness, and scripture of the Bible. Okay, I'm going to put another slide up. We're going to do a self-evaluation. Now, everyone can do this. Even on your own, you can do this, and I would recommend that you do. In your book, let me see, page 4 and 5, you'll see the self-evaluation. There are various areas that we're going to ask you to work alone on, by the way. Indicate where you are, where you think you are in the spectrum for each of these characteristics of a caregiver. Just keep in mind, this is the beginning of the training. We're going to do this again at the end of the training, a number of weeks down the road, and it's going to change. So just keep that in mind. Real quick, 15 seconds. And think about, by the way, when you're doing this, how you can grow in each of these areas. Excuse me. Okay. We took a break, 15-minute. Growing as caregivers. Let's talk about that a little bit. Now, before the break, you assessed yourself in the 5 characteristics of a caregiver and how you might grow in those areas. Now we're going to look at how you might develop those skills through Stephen Minister training. There's going to be, let me hand out, and you all should receive, one way, shape, or form, a copy of the Stephen Minister training schedule that I have in my hand. And it lists every day we're scheduled to meet. It lists a column. I have to explain this. The second column says Stephen Leader Instructor. Well, that's not exactly right. I'm the instructor, but the people listed there, you'll see, and they're listed all the way down for the full length of the training, are Stephen ministers, either present, current, or former, and they're going to help by sitting in on the training and participating as well. The module is in the next column, the module that we are on, and the reading assignment due for the session. Very important. This session, you didn't have one, of course, but you will from now on. And if you wonder what all those abbreviations stand for, look at the top under the key. You'll see how they describe either the books that we're reading and or the workbooks as well. So, for example, the next class on May 10th, the topic will be feelings, yours, mine, and ours. It's training 2. Reading assignment, Stephen Minister Training Manual, feelings, yours, mine, and ours. And that PCR is pre-class reading. It's in your book. You'll see the pre-class reading spelled out. It's usually before the outline. And the CCAWOL is Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life. You're also going to have an assignment to read in that book, preface to chapter 4. So even if you miss what I tell you in the class about your assignment, you've got the training schedule. There will be 20 sessions in the initial Stephen Minister training. So there's 18 modules, but there's 20 sessions. We've got a couple of double modules. I just want to say briefly that I will make every effort to hold this schedule. There's always the outside chance I may have to move a session, but God willing, we won't have to do that. Or if we do, it'll be a time when we can all, that would work for everyone. I only ask this. I know things happen in life. Something may come up. You may get ill. I would ask you to make this a high priority, because we need you here. However, if you can't make a session, if you can give me as much notice as you can, that would be very much appreciated. We are going to be doing something to help you to catch up with the session you missed, though, because everyone is crucial. So that's kind of, you know, where things stand on that at this point. And if you have any questions on anything at all about that or anything really on the schedule, please let me know. Okay, let's see. I mentioned the pre-class reading assignment for each session. And I point out again, some of the material you read will be in the Stephen Minister training manuals. Some will be in the books, those little books that you have as well. I can't urge you enough. Keep up with the reading. Those reading assignments are really important. The presentations, the discussions, the exercises build on the reading assignments. So they're really important to keep up with and maintain. Also very important is that you keep growing in your faith. Spiritual practices for spiritual growth. It's a slide that we have up on PowerPoint. You know, it's important that we keep our bodies healthy by eating nutritious food, exercising, resting, adequate hydration. In Grief Share, for those of you that are familiar with it and those of you that may not be, they have an acronym, D-E-E-R. It's an easy way to remember it. D would be drink, E, exercise, eat, and R, rest. Now, as important as that is for our body, in the same way, we have practices that help our spiritual health and well-being. So, we move on to slide 14, spiritual practices. Okay, we are now, by the way, on page 5 in your workbook. I probably haven't mentioned the pages often enough, but I'll try to keep us all in the same place. Review the spiritual practices that help us remain rooted in Christ. Okay, here are some things to keep in mind. There's a list. Worship, Bible reading, communion, prayer, Christian fellowship, meditation on Scripture. By the way, as I say that, I'm going to point out another appendices that I'm going to ask you, or appendix, I should say, to read. Not now, but after the class. It's Appendix B. It starts on page 11 in your book, and it talks all about the different practices that you can use to strengthen your connection to Christ. Very important as well. Now, at the end of this session, I mentioned the recommendation that you team up with someone as a prayer partner. We're going to ask you, you're free not to do this, but we're going to ask you and give you the chance to partner in prayer with one of your classmates. It can be a very helpful relationship where you can share the needs for your prayer and pray for each other regularly through the training and even beyond. Okay, now we have another exercise. It's a relationship building exercise. And let me see in your book. Again, we go back to page 5 and it just gives you that title without much else. But what's going to happen in this exercise, for those of you that are not actually present for the class, is that you would pair up, and I would read questions, about 12 questions, just to help you build your relationship with each other. And you're just sharing, one person answers the question, the other person answers the question. You just have a couple of seconds to do each one. But to give you an example for what the questions are, you know, my name, I grew up in, the people in my family are, my occupation or what I do most of my time is, something I dislike doing, I'm most happy when, you know, you complete the sentence, I feel sad when, something I'm afraid of is, something I like about you is. Okay, so there you go. I'm doing this mainly for our remote student, but you know, you don't have this in front of you either in the class, so I'm giving you an idea of what you're going to hear. Okay, so you'll have a chance to partner up with another person. Please identify who you'd like to partner up with. And I will read those statements and give you a few minutes to answer. The whole exercise shouldn't take more than about 5 minutes. Okay, After the exercise, we're going to look again at the caregiver's compass that we looked at in the beginning. My 16th slide is up, and in your book, it's on page 6. Okay. What did you learn? I just like you to think about it. What did you learn about what it means to be compassionate, trustworthy, full of faith, and skilled? And the class would discuss this and just kick around some ideas as to what it means to each of you. And you jot down some notes around that image if you'd like. Well, we have now completed the first module. There's a kind of a looking ahead section after each module. I'm going to ask you to look at your training schedule again and notice the reading assignments for next time, as I already mentioned them to you, but we can go back and look at it again. Stephen Minister Training Manual. Feelings, yours, mine, and ours. It's module 2, pages 19 through 32. Pre-class reading in your workbook. That's what I'm asking you to go ahead and read before we meet next week. Same time, same place. Okay? Pre-class. Notice the pre-class up at the top header of page 19. It says pre-class reading. That's what you read ahead of the class. And then at the end of it, you'll see it'll say presentation outline. That's what you use in the class. And it's on page 33 in this case. And then you also will be reading Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, preface through chapter 4. Okay, very good. Let's close with the closing prayer. Lord God, we are grateful that who we are depends on who you are. You are the one who gave your only son so that we could be your forgiven children. Mold us into the people and the caregivers you want us to be. We are confident that you have begun a good work in us and that you will use it to fulfill your mission in this world. Thank you very much. I appreciate your working through this first module, and I look forward to many more in the weeks and months ahead. God bless you, and we'll see you again next week, God willing. Thank you.